It's All Things Considered. I'm Jen White. The question of whether to build a new bridge between Detroit and Windsor, Ontario, has been the source of ongoing conflict between Governor Rick Snyder and Matty Maroon, owner of the Ambassador Bridge Company. Accusations have been flying back and forth for some time, so Lester Graham with Michigan Watch waded in for us to try to sort it all out. He joins me now. Lester, welcome.
Hi.
So who are the main players in this story?
Well, we've got a governor who wants the bridge. We've got Canada who wants to pay for the bridge. We've got the Ambassador Bridge owners who are fighting against the bridge. We've got voters who will decide if we need to vote on a bridge. And then not to be forgotten are the people in the southwest neighborhood of Delray who might have to live with the bridge.
How much of an interest does the federal government have in this project?
The federal government is kind of a side story to this, a sidebar, in that if we get the money from Canada, we can use that for matching road funds from the federal government. So that's a pretty good deal for Michigan, but there are lots of controversies around that as well.
With a story this complex, how do you even approach it?
Well, you start out looking at the studies, looking at the history. You really listen to the claims, and then you tear into them. You look into them. You try to step back then and assess how this will really affect all of Michigan. And that's the hardest part because there are so many different factions and interests.
What are people going to hear next week? How did this story end up being focused?
It kind of really comes down to competing claims by a governor and a billionaire bridge owner. But it's a lot more than that. It's about government's role in providing roads and bridges and infrastructure. You know, should that belong to the public? Should it be privately owned? It's part of this larger national discussion we're having.
Now that you're on the other end of the story, do you think there's a clear way forward for the state?
I don't know. It gets back to that bigger debate about what's government role these days. You know, should we let government take care of the infrastructure needs of the nation and the state, or should we shake it up? And what shakes this up is Canada is offering to pay for most of this. So do we want it? Do we need it? What are we going to do? And should we have the people voting on infrastructure projects just because a billionaire bridge owner thinks we ought to do that?
How big of a role does money play in this story?
This is all about money. It's all about whether money stays within the private sector or whether the government can attract money from Washington, D.C. and from Ottawa, Canada. It's all about money. But the real question is, what's best for Michigan? Michigan jobs, Michigan economy, and Michigan business, and that is yet to play out.
I'm speaking with Lester Graham with Michigan Watch. His five-part series, Bridging the Border, will air during Morning Edition and All Things Considered all next week. If you miss any parts of the series, you can find them at michiganradio.org. Lester, really looking forward to this. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Jen.